Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Ladies and gents, what's happening? Welcome back. All things covered. Pat Peterson, Brian McFadden, back at you once again with an outstanding show. But before we get into our show, we got some outstanding news for you guys. Yes, we're feeling extremely generous. We all know we're in the month of November, right? Thanksgiving is right around the corner, but we want to act like it's Christmas. With that being said, we have a nice giveaway going on right now. The Vikings, currently 6-1. You guys know all about that. Pat P and company has been balling. We're going to give away a Patrick Peterson signed Vikings hat. Now, if you guys see Pat P on the sideline when he's not in the game, he oftentimes sit on the sideline with a nice hat. I mean, I don't know where you get these snapbacks from or these fitteds, but they're extremely exclusive. So what we're going to do is Pat P will pick a hat out of his collection, right? Pat, is that a snapback or is that a fitted?
That's a snapback.
Snapback. So that means it can fit any size head,
yep.
Male or female. He will sign that said hat. Now get this. For you to be able to be the lucky winner in getting this hat, we have a few instructions for you guys. It's simple. Subscribe to our channel, like the video, and comment SKOL, S-K-O-L, in the comment section. And what we will do, we will pick a winner and announce on next week's show. So like I said, if you guys have been following Pat P, you see some of the outstanding Vikings gear that he has the opportunity to get his hands on. You might be a lucky winner. Like I said, repeat instructions, simple. Subscribe to our channel. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, like the video, comment, scroll in the comment section. Guess what? You get that Patrick Peterson number 7 signed Viking hat. Snapback. It can fit any size head, male or female. So make sure you do that. Now, let's get to our show. Pat P, it's Cardinals recap. I can tell you this much, man. Every time we do this show, and so far this year, we've been doing our show feeling extremely good.
Yeah.
Because it's only been one blemish on the record weeks ago against the Philadelphia Eagles. Since then, the Vikings have been kicking people in the mouth. They're currently 6-0. Last game was against Pat's former team, the Arizona Cardinals. It was an up and down ball game, but of course, the Vikings have been able to do what they've been doing the entire year, finding a way to win. But Pat, personally for you, what were the main turning points for another Vikings win?
For the most part, special teams being great again, you know, causing key turnover in that game late in the game. I think we was only up 2 at the time, 26-28, if I'm not mistaken. Huge turning point in that game for us to recapture the momentum. And just playing complementary football, offense, you know, taking advantage of the turnovers that were created in that game, turning them into 7 points instead of 3, you know, and defense coming up with, you know, costly stops as we always do. You know, it may not be pretty, you know, as everybody would like them to be, but at the same time, you know, we get turnovers and sacks and make big plays and big moments of games. And at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for, you know, just a team playing solid, you know, complimentary football, and, you know, and just continue to trust the process.
I can tell you one thing that I felt like was the turning point for the ball game to solidify that victory, the muff punt in the fourth quarter.
100%.
That was huge. You know what I mean? Costly mistake by the Cardinals. You guys jumped on that. The rest is history. Kirk Cousins is playing pretty good football right now, Pat P. He was 24-36, 232, two touchdowns, throwing one rushing touchdown. He has 37 straight. This was his 37th straight game with a passing touchdown. Longest active streak in the NFL. I didn't know that. Kirk Cousins has the longest active streak in the NFL in throwing and passing touchdowns. 37 straight.
Wow.
Put some respect on Captain Kirk's name. How about that? How about that? Outstanding day. He showed some wheels, some athleticism. You know what I mean? I think when you guys put the ice on him, that one road victory a few weeks ago, it kind of spiced up his athleticism a little bit because he showed some wheels on that touchdown. I think he was surprised as well to be able to get to the end zone. Well, that was a huge play. Let's transition to the Arizona Cardinals. I know a lot of people were saying, well, Pat P did this, he did that, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. But watching the game, I told you from my football eye what I saw, right? DeAndre Hopkins was a guy they featured, had a lot of targets, had a lot of yards, 159 and a touchdown. But we didn't really see you guys face off pretty much at all. Tell us a little bit of your thought process in that and what your mindset was going into that ball game, knowing that D-Hop was making his second appearance back. And, of course, he's one of the big-time playmakers. He is their big-time playmaker.
Right. Well, you know, for the most part, you know, going into that game, we knew that he was going to be, you know, lined up on the right side. And, you know, we felt like, you know, we had, you know, guys in the defensive structure to be able to, you know, maintain them and, you know, keep them, you know, kind of, you know, trying to, you know, for the most part, keep them under control. And, you know, and coach had a game plan in to where he didn't want to, you know, revamp anything or change what we've been doing all year. You know, the motto of our defense is, you know, like we talked about last week, you know, bend don't break, you know what I mean? So
keep the roof on the house, right? That's what you say. That's what you say. Exactly. Right? Keep the roof on the house.
Keep the roof on the house. Don't give up any big plays. I think we just gave up two big plays, and both of them was, you know, one was only for 4 yards that Rondale scored on, and the one with D-Hop when we was in the, you know, perfect coverage.
Yeah.
So to be able to make a play, you know, on that particular play. But, coach didn't want to, you know, mess up the structure of the defense. It was something I was running from. It's something I've done my whole life, you know, for the most part, you know. So
and correct me if I'm wrong, because you were Mike, right? There was a few moments in that ball game where you were asking for that challenge, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. So that's
because people in the comments, Pat P, making it seem like you didn't really want that smoke. That's, you know how fans be. You know how people like to talk. But yeah, they would say, you know, you didn't want that smoke. What do you say to those naysayers out there with those negative statements in regards to that ball game between you and D-Hop?
If it's Cardinal fans, they see me do it for 10 years, man. So get real with yourself. What you talking about?
That's what I like there. You still fired up, ain't you?
Yeah, man. What you talking about? You see me do that for 10 years, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, some people forget and, you know, might be a little salty, but as you stated, you were mic'd up, you were asking for the challenge, but you guys had a game plan in place, schematically speaking, that you had to follow, but that's something that you never shied away from. Right. And you were looking for that challenge because you were definitely in your bag this past Sunday. I mean, you told me one thing, but then when I watched you play, I saw another thing. Last week on our show, Pat P hit Mac with the, you know, Mac, well, it's just another game, another hump in the road. You know, it's just nothing really changed. We're just going to go out and do what we're supposed to do, which y'all did.
Right.
Y'all did do that. But I can tell you this, man, I've been knowing this man his whole life. I've been knowing Pat P his entire, since he's been born, I've been knowing Pat P. And even when he was a little jit, a little toddler, one thing about Pat P, he really don't chirp a lot. It got to be something that get him going to chirp. The talk, that's what I mean, talking trash. He's not a chirper. Yeah. But if someone, you know, knock on that door, he going to give you some smoke. But oftentimes, you got to bring it out of him. But boy, Sunday, nobody had to touch on Pat P. Nobody had to say anything to him. They had to give him anything extra.
Nope.
You had something on your mind. And let me tell you, so the breakdown of Pat P, oh, by the way, if you guys didn't know, man, he's in tops. PFF is finally showing my guy some love. He's in the top echelon when it comes to cornerbacks so far this season. PBUs, coverage standpoints, the whole nine, all the critical stats for a corner, he's in tops. But Pat P had a pass breakup in the end zone. He was talking trash to the Cardinals when that happened. All right. Yes, you were talking more trash than normal. But Pat P, I called you after the game. I said, Pat, I asked a question, guys, because I didn't want to assume. I said, I don't want to assume. I need to ask a question. I said, Pat, the first PBU on AJ Green, that looked like that was a makeable interception.
It was, man.
Tell our viewers and listeners what you told me.
What I wanted to do was I wanted to pick it off with one hand because they see me do that in practice a number of times. So I wanted.
Who is they?
Oh, the Cardinals.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they see me do that a number of times in practice, so I wanted to make it come to life on game day. And when I went back and looked at the tape, I just didn't reach my hand high enough because it had just grazed my fingertips. And yeah, that's how I dropped it, man. But yeah, I was planning on one hand in that. That was my whole goal.
Let me get this straight. It was a catch you could have easily caught with two hands.
Yeah.
But you wanted to really stunt.
Right.
So you wanted to just showcase, I'm stunting on y'all. Let me catch it with one hand.
Right.
And that's what led to you to drop it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the next play. Right. Yeah. Harrison Hitman. Big time interception. Harrison Smith, interception. Mid play. Harrison is trying to make some people miss. You celebrating in the middle of the field, but talking trash to the Cardinals. Tell us about that. What was going through your mind?
I was talking trash to the Cardinals, man. I wasn't talking trash to them people.
Huh?
You know I was talking trash to them.
I know what you were doing, Pat P. I saw you.
I was just dancing.
No, you were just dancing? Happened. Okay.
What happened was I was already in that direction, and I saw Harry catch the ball, so it just so happened to come out that I don't even know what you call that dance.
That's the one where your leg, where you twist your legs, right?
The Pee Wee Herman.
Billy White Shoes. I think that was Billy White Shoes touchdown celebration.
Billy White Shoes.
That's who it was. And then you guys, I can tell you this much. I don't think there's one defensive team in the National Football League. Anybody want to challenge me, please hit us up in our comments. I don't know if there's one defensive team that has better celebrations than the Minnesota Vikings. From the waddle. What was the other thing y'all was doing when they were jumping up? I see Hitman was doing it.
So that was from Ace Ventura when he was in Miami.
The Dolphin.
Yes.
Snowflake. You want to talk like Snowflake? Okay. That was Snowflake. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But listen, then you had Cam with that waddle, boy. I actually think Cam does the waddle better than Jalen Waddle. He needs to keep that going. But it felt like y'all had the entire defense. It was about 30 or 40 of y'all doing right. celebrations. But one celebration that people have been talking about, our very own Pat P. I mean, he came, he put something on his head. He had headphones on. He had a joystick in his hand. And you were playing a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you elaborate a little bit about that? Can you please expand? What was that about?
You know, they had the boys in the locker room and they were just talking about Call of Duty and how it just came out, you know, how dope it is. Remember what Mac, you know me, I don't play video games, like I said in my interview. And I was like, you know, this game is big time. Like, this is like a world coming, like, this brings the world together. And why not bring it out on the first week it came out?
So let me ask you this question, Pat P. You guys been celebrating all year long because you've been making a lot of plays defensively, right? Creating turnovers.
Right.
Why last game you brought it out?
Why last game I brought?
Why the Cardinal game is when you brought out the video game celebration is what I'm asking.
That so happened the week the game came out.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was a new game that came out, actually.
Yeah, the Call of Duty Modern Warfare had just came out, I think Tuesday or something like that.
Mm. So let me ask you this question because I know a lot of our viewers, they're telling Mac, why don't you ask this? You should do this. So I hear them in my head. I hear you guys right now feeding into you right now. I feel it. I feel it from our YouTube subscribers and our podcast listeners. So Pat P, was that celebration targeted any way to a particular player for the Arizona Cardinals who love to play video games? Oh, by the way, he happens to play quarterback who threw the interception by the name of Kyler Murray.
Man, I don't know, man. I like I said, the game just came out, man. The game came out Tuesday. I heard the game is a fire game. I never seen it before. All I know is you use headphones to communicate with people and you'd be shooting out of the helicopter and you'd be on it all night.
So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask, I love fan participation. I love viewer participation, right? Do you guys think that celebration by Patrick Peterson, number 7 for the Minnesota Vikings, all pro corner, was directed to Kyler Murray? If you guys think so, because, you know, assumptions are something that we welcome here. We love the back and forth. We love to be able to include you guys. Let us know what you think. Hit us up in the comments, right? Let us know. Was it just for the Cardinals or was it targeted to the quarterback who loved to play video games? That's a hobby. He loved to play video games. Like, let us know your thoughts. And, oh, by the way, will we see that same video game celebration again? Or was that one and done?
Yeah, you know, it's something new every week, man. I can't recycle it. Yeah, that was just...
Okay, that was one and done. But it just so happened the Call of Duty conversation was talked about in the locker room before you guys took the field when you got the interception.
Oh, that week. It came out week. Tuesday. Yeah, game.
Yeah, very convenient. That it came out Tuesday. You guys talked about it. And you're like, you know what? Let's do it.
Yeah. Super convenient. pulling out the Call of Duty, man.
Super convenient.
I know the world will go crazy.
Yeah, they went crazy. They still talking about it. This is what we're doing. This is what we see right now. I'm surprised you're not a meme. Can any of our viewers, listeners create a meme of that celebration? Is that possible? How do they make memes and GIFs, right? Somebody can do it. I'm pretty sure a Viking fan can do it.
Oh, yeah. I'm more positive.
So we carry on after that Call of Duty celebration, the Waddle and Snowflake, Ace Ventura. Pat P finished the game with 3 pass breakups. He's 3rd in the NFL right now in PBUs with 10. At what point in that ball game, Pat P, for you, did you come into your own as in, I got them figured out. There's nothing they can do.
First play.
The first play.
Yeah. I practiced against them guys for how many seasons I was with Cliff? 2 years?
Yeah, I think two.
Same exact stuff that I seen in camp and practice. Same stuff I saw on tape.
Mm.
So from the first play.
Wow. And I can tell you this much. It was one play in the fourth quarter. They hit you with a PI, but you ran the route for more.
Man. Hey, Rondell told me, if you go back and watch it, right? And he on the ground pumping his fist. He's like, hey, I flopped on that one, boy. I said, I know you did.
you literally ran the route for him. You just didn't want to break before he broke.
Man, I ran the route for Robbie Anderson, too.
Oh, you were running routes for people out there, even though you were playing cornerback.
Come on, man. From the first play, Mac, thing I'm playing, from the first play, I knew I was in my zone.
You was in your bag.
Yeah.
That's why we saw you talking so much, because it was the next game. It was the next game.
And then
game.
What happened, Matt, from the first play, all it did was just give me validity. It's like, yep, they doing the same stuff. Let's roll.
And that's a unique thing about the great ones. D. Slay was on our show, Darius Slay. If you missed that episode, clearly it's in our feed. You can go check it out. Talking about film study and just getting validation on what you've seen on film. And then when you see it in the game, you know exactly what's going to happen.
Right.
They just validated what you saw. And then, of course, just how familiar you were when you were there. And then you knew it was going to be a big time ball game for yourself.
No doubt about it. Because, like, anytime, like, for me, film study, anybody listening, whoever playing the Cardinals, anytime D-Hop backside by himself, if you're pressing him, he's running a fade or a slant. If you're off, he's running an out, hitch, or a glance. I mean,
tell us what a glance for those that might not know what a glance is.
If he's on the bottom of the numbers, when I say bottom of the numbers, because you have the three, well, the numbers are faced kind of upside sideways on the field. So you have the bottom and the top. So the bottom half of the numbers, if he lined up there, he run more of his out routes there. If he lined up on the top of the numbers, that's when you get more of the glance, like that 8-step inside quick. It's almost like a deep slant. Mm-hmm. So you get that a lot out of RPOs, and you can be more alert of that if the back is to your side, because that's what the quarterback is reading. The running back is coming from whichever side that that he's on. He's identifying a linebacker, trying to suck him up into the line of scrimmage to open up that area behind him. So, you know, those are things that showed up time after time and time on film, and it showed up Sunday. Same thing with backside, because they love to run 3-by-1, which is three receivers on one side, one receiver on the backside, or they love to get it empty. So in empty, it was more of a China seam chair concept team, meaning you got two receivers on the outside running a 5-yard end. That number three receiver, especially if it's speed, he's running the seam because they're trying to get a mismatch. So a linebacker or a safety is going to be on that particular matchup. And on the backside, you typically get like the chair concept or option by the number two receiver, because the running back is typically the number one. Mm-hmm. And things like that. And other than that, you know, just got to be ready for scramble football, you know, for the most part. And like I said, it showed up time after time and time again on film. And I practiced against it for 2 years. So I was like, this is another practice.
Yeah, it felt that way because you never seemed to be a little on your heels at any point in that ball game. You were always cool and calm. So, and it showcased because, you know, you had a great game and your season has really been on point. You know, based on what you did last year, the injuries this year, you got it on your mind and you're letting people know about it. And you can tell the energy for the entire defense has been met. Everyone has really stepped up their end of the bargain, you know what I mean, and played better football. And you guys are winning because of that. Za'Darius Smith, huge addition, by the way. Oh, my goodness. And you got a healthy Danielle Hunter. I mean, Bynum had a huge game, big-time interception. Man, you guys having fun. That's what it's about. Coming together, a group that's selfless. No one cares who makes the play. As long as one person makes the play, we all make the play. That's what you're doing. You got something special going. Stay focused and stay dialed in. That's it. Just stay focused and stay dialed in until the month of February. Then you can do whatever the freak you want to do. But right now, you're 6-1. You get you're tasting a little bit of how good that entree could potentially be. You taste a little bit. You want more, though.
Right.
Stay dialed in.
Cup never full.
Stay dialed in. But hey, we got a chance to talk about the celebration, the trash talking. We got to take a quick break, right? But when we come back, there's another element of discussion that I think we need to hit on, because my guy was mic'd up. They was following him. He's becoming like a celebrity right there, because I see the mic, the camera always following Sam. At the end of the game, the beginning of the game, they always following Seven. So we're going to see what Seven got to say when we come back. Talk about the ending of the ball game. And then, of course, we're going to transition to next up, then NFL recap, things like that. But there's a lot to talk about. Make sure you don't go anywhere. Please, please come right back. We'll be right back.
It's done.
Connor McDavid, it's not real.
The goal of the year,
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations, forgotten. The history,
Vegas Golden Knights.
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Are we back? Yes, sir. We got a chance to hydrate, make some adjustments. It's time to finish it off. You know what I mean? Start fast, finish even faster. With that being said, Pat Peep, at the end of the game, you know, you got a chance to dap some of your former teammates up, colleagues and things like that. But there was a camera following you. I don't even know. I don't know who the cameraman was, but he was right there up on you. You feel me? He was following you. And we just kept hearing, you know, Pat P say, where's Steve Keim? You don't know who Steve Keim is? He's the current general manager for the Arizona Cardinals. You said he's running from you. I didn't see him in a uniform. So I didn't know exactly what you were talking about in regards to Steve Keim running from you. But you were still fired up. You were still fired up. The game was over, but for you, you still had things on your mind. Can you elaborate a little bit about the situation, the relationship, or the lack thereof between you and current general manager for the Arizona Cardinals, your former team?
All right, Mac, just like the pro fantasy pro fantasy football. It's my last time talking about this.
This is okay. Y'all heard with the man right
last
here.
Last time talking
this
about
this is last time talking about this. So make sure you're tuned in and you're paying attention. You got your notes or whatever you need to have. And this could be the unique thing before you get into your discussion, Pat P. A lot of people feel like you're bitter to the organization. And I have reiterated this time and time again. You have no issue with the organization. You just have an issue with someone.
Right.
Someone. And you're about to talk about that situation, that issue right now. The floor is yours.
I don't have, I'm not bitter in any, you know, stretch of imagination, you know, toward the organization. I'm just laying out facts.
Okay. What's the facts, my guy?
Happened to me while I was a part of that organization. I feel like being one of, you know, an all-time great, you know, doing things that nobody's done in that organization, as far as going to 8 straight Pro Bowls. You know, obviously other guys have done things in the community and done other great things, you know, for that organization as well. I just felt like I shouldn't have been treated in that manner, especially, like I said, like the note thing. That was one thing.
What was the note about? Yeah, tell us about that note.
Yeah, like I said in the interview, the note came from a fan, John H. Berry. He owns like some type of construction company. I remember it vividly. I still have the letter. I just have to find it. Talking about, you know, how he won't be a fan no more as long as I'm on the team. Talking about I tackle like a girl. It's all type of like negative stuff. So as I'm reading it, I didn't even finish it. I'm like, damn, like.
So hold on. The note was where? How did you get the note?
It was on my chair after a practice.
Okay, so someone within the facility put that note in your locker.
Boom. Yep. Gotcha. So I'm like, damn, because I'm thinking I got fined. So I'm like, well, Thursday, because it was on a Thursday. I'm like, you typically get your fines on Wednesday. So I'm like, all right, boom, open it up. First thing I see is like, I know you hear the chatter, talk is cheap. I'm like, damn, the hell this is about. So boom. So now, first thing, you know, headline, you know, John H. Berry got his construction name, you know, all that stuff on there. And he goes, and that's when the letter goes. I just probably read like the first two paragraphs. I'm like, man, why the fuck am I reading this from a fan?
Yeah.
Then I thought about, why am I getting this from somebody within the organization, from a fan? So that kind of threw me for a loop. And it was the week before the Cleveland game. And I don't know if you know, go back to that game. I played with a lot of energy and emotions in that game as well. When I got an interception, I threw the ball in the stands.
Why did you throw the ball in the stands?
Because I heard the chatter. That's what the letter said. I hear the chatter.
Yeah.
That's why I was doing this. I don't know if you remember that either. So anytime, like you said, somebody got to really take me there to get me to chirp, or, you know, to get to my per se bad side in a sense. But yep, that happened. That was in 2018, maybe 19.
I think it was 19.
That was, we played Cleveland.
Yeah, I think it was 19.
19. So boom, that happened. So now moving on to Kime, you know, like I told you before, we have our exit meetings. You know, had our exit meeting with him for the last 10 years. Every year I've been there, always had an exit meeting with the coaches, you know, himself, you know, with anybody else that's up in the front office that, you know, I feel like I was a part of the, you know, the franchise, you know, having him telling me the things we're going to go after in the free agency, this, that, and other. So we had the same conversation we've been having for the last 10 years. Had a picture behind me, behind his desk. Yeah, bro, I want you to retire here, man. Love you to death, da-da-da-da. I won't dare let you go anywhere. I'm like, all right, cool. He started talking about, because I knew they was going to get J.J. Watt before, you know, they even signed him, because he's like, man, we're going to go get an alpha dog. We're going to go get us somebody up front that can really help you out. It's what he's saying. Help you out.
And this is Steve Kahn.
Yeah. Help you out and the guys on the back end. So I'm like, bet. Yeah, we need that. Hopefully, you know, we're gonna have Chandler back. You get JJ. You know, now we trying to, you know, cook some up for a recipe for success. And then he was like, then he went into the money situation. You know what I mean? You know, we ain't gonna have, you know, much money, but, you know, I promise you, we're gonna do everything, you know, that we can to keep you around. So I'm like, all right, cool. All right, so now free agency go by, hit Steve. I'm like, yo, Steve, you know, ain't rushing anything, but, you know, free agency about to start. I'm really not trying to talk to no other teams. You know, I want to, you know what I mean, get something settled with you guys. You know, now you guys know what the salary cap is. And mind you, I know they already know what the cap number is. Now, you know, we don't know what the number is. You know, that's the last conversation that we had. He said, I don't really know what the cap number is right now. You know, I got to get with the team and see, you know, where we at. So I'm like, boom. 2 weeks go by. Now free agency about to start a week. So now I go on my family vacation every year, you know, with the kids for spring break. So now I go on spring break, hit Steve with another text. Yo, Steve, about to go on, you know, family vacation, you know, for a week. You know, I'm going to be away from my phone, just trying to see if I'm in your future. Let me know. If not, you know, I'll start making plans, you know, elsewhere. Nothing happened then. So I'm like, all right, boom. He just showed me, boom, they ain't messing with me. Because I ain't hear from you in 3 months after you told me in January that you going to do. And in the midst of this, they just signed J.J. Watt as well. So, like I said, I knew all of this was going to happen. So I'm thinking I'm up next. So now, like I said, I hit Steve up, like, yo, Steve, you know, I know it's a week out for free agency to officially start. I'm about to head on vacation. You know what I mean? Just let me know, because if so, I can start, you know, looking for teams while I'm on vacation versus, I mean, just, you know, just hanging around. You know, you got me just hanging around like a little doll or whatever. So about the night before free agency started, I think I called him. I left him a voicemail or something like that. So he didn't pick it up. So I ended up calling my agent. I was like, man, bump it. You know what I mean? Let's just
see what's out there.
Yeah, I was like, man, bump it. You know, he ain't returning no calls. He don't want nothing to do with me. It is what it is. Soon as I sign, I get this long text message.
From who?
From no other than Steve Kahn. I'm like, come on, bro. Are you serious right now, man? So for me, that's where the disrespect just went to me at an all-time high. Because you're a general manager, you see your phone every day. You see your phone every second.
Yeah.
So you can't be like, and I know everybody's busy. And I'm not saying that I'm your girlfriend or your chick or anything like that. But just be like, all right, P, we moving on. I'm fine with that. I'm a grown man, like I said before. P, we moving on. We love your 10 years here, bro. We just moving in another direction. Versus saying, oh, we're going to do everything that we can. Da 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 da. Then don't have no communication, and then when we don't have no communication, you want to shoot me a text an hour right after I sign.
Yeah, and like you said, you were kind of waiting based on what he told you, so you wasn't aggressively seeing exactly what else was out there, because you wanted to come back to AZ, and he told you they were gonna bring you back, right?
Right. And so for the people who saying, "Oh, it's been 2 years," yeah, it's been 2 years, right? But at the same time, I'm still waiting on the phone call that, and I just go to show he still ain't a man of his word. He still haven't called me back.
So it's basically, it's about the principle for you.
Right.
The principle.
That's what I'm about. And you know, like, Matt, you know, I'm a man's man. I am a man's man.
So let me ask you this question, Pat, in regards to that letter that came from the fan, who do you think had dealings with that for that to get in front of you? Because, you know, fans send players a lot of mail.
Right.
Right. And you don't get the chance to see everything, but for that statement, that letter to be put on your locker, it felt like they wanted you to see it or something like that.
Oh, they definitely wanted me to see it, because it said clearly, I know you hear the chatter, talk is cheap. So apparently, yeah, it was meant for me to see it.
Wow. And that's what kind of got you fired up, and that's why you still fired up, because of the principle, the lack thereof.
Right.
And based on everything you talked about, what you've done for the organization, like potential Hall of Famer, you know what I mean, and the community, and you just felt like you just wanted him to be straight up.
That's it. And let's get this straight as well. I have no hard feelings against the Cardinal fans. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they keep coming at my neck. I have nothing against them. I'm just talking about my time that I had in that building,
mm-hmm.
period.
Yeah.
And that's just the facts. ain't no way around that.
Pat P, do you think the trade request in 2018, you know, had anything to do with his disconnect? And then, of course, you know, that kind of rubbed fans the wrong way as well when you requested that trade in 2018.
My thing, I don't know, Matt, but at the same time, like, as a player, you have only so many. I'm just blessed to be able to play 12 years so far. Mm-hmm. Right? You only have so many opportunities to make the best of your opportunity.
Yep.
And at that time, they were not in a winning state of mind. Mm-hmm. You could just tell the way they was building the team, the way ever since BA left, it just everything wasn't the same. I'm going into year eight. I'm like, hey, I'm about to go start double digits. I'm trying to win a championship. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm playing a game for, to win a championship. And that's all that matters to me at this point, because at that time I had 8 Pro Bowls, you know, I had 3 all pros at the time. You know, well on my way to be, you know, on the all decade team. You know, Only thing benching the NFC championship, only thing I felt that I was missing was playing in the big game. And I felt like they was not giving us the best opportunity to play in the big game. That's just the truth of the matter.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that, and for a player, why would I want to sit there in somebody else comfortability of being comfortable with where they're at?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't make any sense. And I don't know, if that did rub the fans the wrong way. At the end of the day, I'm P2. Like, I'm Patrick Peterson. Like, I'm my own entity mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Just like the Cardinals, they're their own entity.
Yep.
If they had the option to trade somebody before a deadline, they would do it.
Oh, no question. That's the nature of the game in the NFL. That's how I rock and roll.
But I am an ultimate team player. Love my teammates. Love every last one of my teammates that I ran across while I was there.
Yeah.
That was the only right or bad thing that, you know, that I felt that, you know, bad spot in my career there, just the way it ended. And mm-hmm. it was all about, like I said, just the way it ended as far as the way they handled certain things. And I just felt like if you could have been straight up with me and just told me what it was, none of this could have happened. Like, we could have both went our ways smiling and, you know what I mean, enjoying our different lives.
Let me ask you a question and we're gonna move on. This past Sunday, pregame warm-ups, you know, when people are on the football field on the sideline, did you see Steve Keim? Did he say anything to you? Did he look your way? What was that like? Did you see him?
I didn't see him. I did see him after my boy Adrian Wilson did holler at me. You know, I obviously play with A-Dub, and he's in the front office right now. A big, big, influencer on how – helped me on how to watch film, honestly. You know, he's one of mm-hmm. the guys who I watched a ton of film with my first 2 seasons that I played with him in Arizona. But yeah, he was the only one that I had an opportunity. And matter of fact, he came and found me. And that's real love.
No question.
That's real love right there.
No question. And do you think some of the other past...
And that's when I knew it was fake love. You said you love me, but you don't even come say anything. But you.
Well, he probably felt some type of way based on the last dialogue you guys had.
But you still got my number.
I mean,
last time I checked, you said you gonna call me back.
Well, if he was to call you now, what would you say?
Now?
Yeah.
Nah, we need. I would like to talk. I don't want to explain nothing on no tube. I just want to talk to him.
Yeah. What would you say?
Honestly, I don't know.
Do you think any other past Cardinal players kind of went through the same thing you went through in the lack of transparency during free agency for them? or you think you're like the outlier in regards to how your process was handled, even though, you know, you meant a lot to the organization while you was there?
No, I think it happens all the time.
Uh-huh.
And the only reason, like I said, only reason again why it hit so different, because like you can call me, I could be at a movie with my wife and kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, P, we got this free agency in here. Can you come over to Ocean 44, you know, break a little bread with us?
Yeah.
Try to get them to come over to the team. Oh, sure, let me see it. Oh, babe, you know, just got a call. You know, they need me to come in and try to, you know, get a free agency signing. Boom. That's multiple times. Like, mm-hmm. I'm on the offseason, I don't have to do that.
No question.
But for me being a team guy, me wanting to win, boom, I'm in there because I'm loyal to the team. I'm loyal to the squad. I'm trying to win. I felt like we built a relationship. You know what I mean? It's not like it was another, like you drafted me. Like, this is supposed to be family, if that's mm-hmm. what, you know what I mean? If that's what it really is, you know? So that's, like I said, that's why it was different. Like, cause so another free agent can come in and sign. Yeah, they may do that to them, but that's different. You know what I mean? That's different. You picked me fifth overall to be a decision, a game changer, to be someone that you can rely on for years and years to come, right? Someone that you can, you know, have a part of your, to be happy to have a part of your franchise. And then for you to do the things that you did, I just feel like that wasn't professional. That wasn't respectful. That wasn't, it's a lot of words I want to say, but I don't want to use those words, but.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about the National Football League and in a lot of professions, the people of power that has the responsibility to bring people in or to allow people to leave, they don't know how to be transparent and be real. That's the best way to keep respect and to earn respect.
Right.
Like, you know, P, we want to bring you back. I don't know right now how it's going to look. You know what I mean? Of course, we have you in our plans, but it's a 50-50 opportunity right now. We don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know if he was telling you that because they don't know exactly which direction they wanted to go, but they wanted to make sure that they had you as an insurance policy so you wouldn't really see what's out there in the market. And then when they found out, you know what, we're going to go a different direction. I don't know how to break the news to him. Maybe fear played a big part in that. Who knows? But to whom much is given, much is expected. When you have that type of role in an organization, when you have that type of role in the company, you have to be the one that's okay in having the most difficult conversations.
Yeah. Then you say you offer me a contract. I never got no contract offer.
Oh, they say you. They said that. They put that out in the
paper. I think somebody said that a reporter asked me that, said that they say they offered me a contract. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I'm like, no, I ain't offered.
But you didn't get an offer at all?
No. Never even spoke numbers.
Wow. And I know you felt some type of way about that. That's disrespect.
That's what I'm saying. Never even spoke numbers. Didn't have a conversation about nothing about.
Well, P2, I can tell you this much. The lack of transparency allowed you to go to a different destination, different team, and the Minnesota Vikings are happy. Steve Keim didn't talk to you because guess what? You're rocking that purple and gold right now. And with that being said, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, big news involving the Minnesota Vikings. Today was the trade deadline day. And Minnesota was rumored to be involved with some players here or there. But when it was all said and done, they came up with the unexpected big time splash move for the Minnesota Vikings. We'll talk about it right after this.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
We back. All things covered. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden. The trade deadline has came, has went, is gone, is over. A lot of teams made some big-time moves. Bradley Chubb gets traded to the Miami Dolphins. Calvin Ridley, who is suspended, he gets traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Chase Claypool goes to Chicago. Jeff Wilson also goes to Miami from the San Francisco 49ers. We saw a lot of movement. But one thing that really surprised a lot of people and have had people excited about what this could be for the team offensively was Minnesota trading for TJ Hockenson, right? Talented up-and-coming tight end for the Detroit Lions, which is kind of weird, Pat P. We saw some in-division business, right? And it clearly tells me that the Detroit Lions are just mailing it in, right? But you guys dealing with, you know, Irv Smith, the injury concerns there, not really getting the production at that tight end spot. And you guys were kind of rumored to be involved in maybe adding a pass catcher, specifically speaking a wide receiver. You guys went out and got a pass catcher. I think this is a huge plus. What was your thoughts when you heard about this news? You know, how did you feel hearing that TJ is now Minnesota Vikings?
I thought it was big. I knew something had to happen to Irv, you know, when I saw the news that we traded for him. But, you know, TJ's a hell of a player. He's a guy that's going to come in and help this offense right away. You know, very dynamic in the passing game, in the red zone, a big target that can hopefully keep Kurt Street going here in the near future. But, you know, for the most part, he's just going to add a different element to this offense that I can't wait to see.
Oh, no question. So, currently 26 receptions, almost 400 yards, 3 passing touchdowns. TJ Hockenson actually beat me a few weeks ago in fantasy football. I played against him and he had a huge day. I can't remember exactly who they played against, but it was a few weeks ago. He has that type of talent, former top 10 pick. So you add him to what you have already, Adam, Justin, KJ, Cook, man. Viking fans, hit us in the comments. Let us know. Does this move tell you guys they're all in? Like the window of opportunity is there. Let's go. Let's go for it. Let's go for it. No question. We got to be all in. What are we doing? We 6-1. Yeah, I said we. I ain't playing for the Vikings, but my blood playing for the Vikings. You know what that means? It's we. Plural. All of us. We all in, baby. Let's go. Let's go. I'm fired up. That's a great move. Kwesi, hats off to you. If I had a brim on, I'd tip it, but I don't got one on. Big time move right now. You're cooking with gas.
Yes, sir.
You're cooking with gas. So hey, let's see how fast TJ can get acclimated to this new scheme. But me personally, this is not about November. This is a December, January move.
Oh, yeah.
And what I mean when I say that, you might not see instant production from this move because it's going to take time.
Yeah.
But come December, January, playoff time.
Yes, sir.
This is when you're going to see it. Remember, I told you guys that.
I agree.
All right. Before we go, we got to tap into what's next for the Minnesota Vikings. Washington, the Commanders. Minnesota traveling to a surging Washington team. Commanders are 4-4. Taylor Heinicke has been the starting quarterback over the last 2 weeks, playing pretty good football. He's 2-0. He actually led this team, if you guys forgot, to the playoffs last year. It was a short stay in the playoffs, but he got them to that point, playing some pretty good football. His ability to extend plays is not the same as Kyler Murray, but he provides the same athleticism in regards to making people miss. A bigger target. He competes. You can tell the guys are rallying around him. I feel like they're better with Taylor in the lineup than Carson Wentz. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But they have some dynamic receivers. When you look at this mixture, I'm sorry, that was 2 years ago he led them to the playoffs. 2 years ago, not last year, but 2 years ago. But when you look at the mixture of wide receivers they have, it's Scary Terry, Terry McLaurin, who's really been balling the last 2 weeks, played some pretty good football. Curtis Samuel. I don't know if Johan Dotson would be back. He's been missing a few weeks. And Brown. You know, what are your thoughts about these, you know, receivers? You don't really have the big guys, you know, like a D-Hop, like a A.J. Brown, but you got some guys that are very, very shifty.
Yeah. Like you said, they got a dynamic group of receivers for sure. We're going to have our hands full. And Taylor do, like you say, he does a great job of extending plays. He do a great job of getting his receivers open with his legs. You know, that's like a DB's worst nightmare when you have to – it's already hard enough to guard a receiver for the 3.5 seconds that we want to be in coverage for. But then when they extend that play, it just makes that job that much harder. So it's always a challenge when you go up against shifty receivers and also guys who – still have a big catch radius, although they're not the biggest receiver on the field. They play really big. And Taylor does a great job in just giving those guys opportunities to make plays. So, you know, we're going to have opportunities to make plays ourselves. We have to make sure that we try to come out on a good end of the stick majority of the time, because we understand that these guys want to make plays. You know, there's going to be plays made on both sides of the ball. But at the end of the day, we just have to make sure that we come out more on the winning side of things than the losing.
So last week, you and Jordan kind of had your revenge game last week against your former team in the Cardinals. Do you think Captain Kirk Cousins has revenge on his mind this week against the Commanders? He's only played against them once since leaving Washington in 2019. Because me personally, I hope he has revenge on his mind. So it would be great if I could see Kirk Cousins talking as much trash as you talked this past week against the Cardinals. Do you think Kirk has a little bit of revenge on his mind?
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him tomorrow.
Please
tomorrow. And if it is, I might have to make something up.
get him fired up. Get him going. I need that same energy. We need that same energy for Kirk Cousins that we saw from Pat P this past Sunday. So yes, we need all of that, because the goal is to get to 7 wins this week. Seven and one. So you guys know what time it is, prediction time. Last week, Eric, what was my prediction last week? Do we remember?
I think it was 23-17.
Yeah.
23-17.
It was something like that, yeah. So we playing against Washington. I had 23-16 last week.
Yeah.
That's what I had, 23-16. So this week right here, you guys scored 30-plus this past week. You scored 30-plus. This is what I'm going to give y'all right here.
Talk to me, Matt.
2014, Minnesota. 2014. Hey, Pat P, you know I don't usually play the Powerball, but tell me why I had 3 of the 5 numbers.
Oh, man. Hey, you've been throwing some numbers out there in the atmosphere, Cap.
And I was 1 off the Powerball number.
Ooh.
Yeah. My heart dropped. My heart dropped. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, I don't be playing it. You know, I don't do that. You know what I mean?
So tell me this though. When you do that, if you're a number off or so, don't you still win money or something like that?
Yeah, you get a little bit of pocket change.
Okay.
You get a little bit of pocket change, but heck, I wanted the bill.
Hey, who you saying? Who you telling?
I'm gonna run it back though.
I wanted a bill for you. Yeah, you might as well keep playing now, Coach. You've been putting out some good numbers though. I ain't gonna lie.
Nobody won it. If you heard somebody won it in Georgia,
you're the first person I'm calling.
If you heard somebody won it in Georgia, we're gonna have to be, because while you working, I ain't gonna be on dry land. I'm gonna be somewhere doing the show with some trees behind me, man, with some foreign type animals in them. I don't even know what type of animals them is, man. They just happy to be with me. What y'all want me to do?
They said the best probability, man, is having the machine pick the numbers.
Yeah, but what I do, what I did was, because I'm a thinker. Like, I be doing parlays, by the way. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think I had to think about, I was thinking about certain numbers. So I did both. I did the machine way, mm-hmm. but the I did one my way. And I was just thinking about numbers. I was thinking, and whatever number popped up in my head, I scratched it off. And I got 3 out of 5 and one off of the Powerball. I'm running it back.
Wow.
I'm running it back. So no question.
Wow. That's
no
crazy.
Question. So we got 20-14, Minnesota taking care of business against the Commanders. And I got the Powerball that I'm running it back. So
okay.
Y'all see like me doing the show from a foreign place with foreign animals that I ain't never seen before, that you ain't never seen before?
You know what happened? The Prince of Wakanda.
No question, baby. No question. I might be in Wakanda. No shirt on doing the show. I might get me a tattoo. Billionaire on the back of my shoulder like a jersey. And I ain't got one tattoo. It's going to say billionaire on the back on my shoulder blade.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm going to do, Pat B. Hey, Pat, before we go, I want to get a prediction from you. We got two predictions. We got two big-time ball games from our alma mater.
Yep.
College football, LSU, Bama, Florida State, Miami. Granted, that game doesn't have the national attention that LSU and Bama has. But, of course, I know you rolling with LSU. What you think going to happen? Saturday, 7:30, if I'm not mistaken. And that game is in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, my score prediction.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 34-30 Tigers.
34 Tigers.
Yes, sir.
LSU, Florida State. And the thing,
I was going to say, what you think about the Miami, Florida State? And what are they playing at? They playing
playing in Miami, the Dolphin Stadium.
And, oh, y'all playing in Dolphin Stadium.
Yeah. Well, this is the only way Miami can get on TV, because I think this game is on TV. We had to come down there because, you know, Miami don't be on TV. You don't really they don't because ain't nobody going to the games. So they don't want to show that empty stadium.
Yeah, they be playing at 11 a.m.
Yeah, they be playing these. Ain't nobody, you know, when you went to a school that's the stadium is on campus, you know how that vibe is.
Right.
That's nothing different. Like that. Them people got to drive 45 minutes from Coral Gables up to Miami Gardens.
They
go to that game that start at 12.
Right.
You know, them college students who are 21 and above, they want to drink, partake in the devil's nectar a little bit. You can't be driving I-95 headed north and headed back south when you have some of that devil's nectar in your vein. Yeah, that devil's nectar. That's what old people call it. So, Miami will be on TV Saturday night because Florida State is coming. Let's keep it real. It's Florida State. Like, yeah. I mean, Pat P, you're not even Florida State guy. How many times have you seen Florida State on TV?
Oh, I see Florida State on TV all the time.
I'm not trying to tell people. Yeah. Pat P and I, he's just being honest.
Yeah, just
Miami, being honest. Yeah, it's the brand. It's a Seminole head, man. It means something. But my prediction is 31-16.
31-16,
Florida State. Florida State. Pat P, I need you. Everything that you, whatever you ate the last 2 weeks, Miami and Arizona, the food that you ate, whatever you drunk, whatever you wore, keep doing it.
Man, I told you last text, man. I'm just getting started, man. That switch is on. I ain't getting
the last two ball games, Pat P, you've had one interception and 5 PBUs, if I'm not mistaken.
6.
Oh, boy, correct me. Dang, Matt. What told me to say 6? I'm going to fall on back there. I'm going to tuck my chain in like Red said on Friday. I'm going to just tuck mine in. My bad.
Yes,
6.
Sir.
Well, whatever it is you've been eating and drinking the last 2 weeks, run it back. Can you do that? And you had the white cleats on. And I know one thing. The last 2 times you had the white cleats on and the white sleeves, boy, you've been kicking people in the mouth. I know that much.
Yeah, man.
I've been calling for that, and you finally answered your dog. The white sleeve and the white cleats and the white gloves? What you been doing? You've been kicking people in the mouth, right or wrong?
Yeah, man, kicking down the front door.
Well, run it back. What are we doing? What are we talking about? You just told me to run the Powerball back because I was closed, right?
Yeah, I did.
What you doing there? Run it back. Run it back.
You'll see.
If you can get a pick every other week, man, I'm superstitious, man. Run it back.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Running it all the way to Arizona. Oh boy, they're gonna be mad at you. Well, if y'all get to Arizona, you play the Super Bowl. I want to. I don't even want to think about that.
I know they don't want that to happen.
Oh boy. Well, that's the plan.
Time will tell.
Time will tell. Time will tell. But Pat P, man, great show as always. Man, I can't wait to see the celebration this Sunday for the defense. I know y'all got something planned.
Stay tuned.
Hey, thank you once again, listeners and viewers, checking us out. Pat Pierce and Brian McFadden. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Subscribe. Remember, we're doing a giveaway as well. Let me go ahead and fill you guys in on that giveaway before I let you go. A signed autograph hat, Vikings hat from Pat P. All you need to do is subscribe to our channel, like the video, and comment "Skol" in the comment section, and we will pick a winner and announce that winner on next week's show. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend about what we're doing. Skol Nation, stand up.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.